Smelling by Sharon Gordon. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Let's begin. Smelling by Sharon Gordon. Something smells delicious. The hot apple pie is almost ready, but how will everyone know where to find it? Their sense of smell will tell them where to go. Smelling is one of the five senses. The others are seeing, hearing, tasting, and touching. The sense of smell begins with your nose. All kinds of smells are floating in the air around you. When you take a breath of air, you take in lots of smells. The air carrying the smells goes into your nose. It moves deep inside your head and into your nasal cavity. Nasal cavity. There are millions of tiny little hairs inside your nasal cavity. These special hairs catch the floating smells. These hairs tell your brain what the smells are. That is how you smell things. Do you love to wake up to the smell of breakfast cooking? Add some cinnamon to the pancake batter. Can you smell the difference? Walk through a flower garden. Can you smell the difference between a rose and a lilac? No peeking. Rose, lilac. Do you like the smell of perfume? There are so many kinds to choose from. Not all smells are good. A scared skunk gives off a very bad smell. Watch out! Don't let him spray you, or you will smell bad too. Food that is rotten smells bad. The smell lets you know not to eat it. The smell of smoke warns you of danger. Is there a fire nearby? Some smells can even make you cry. Onions. Words you know. Garden. Hairs. Nasal cavity, nose, perfume, skunk, smoke. That's the end.